All right, this is fretboard theory and how it relates to the cage system. A lot of students struggle with connecting the chords of the cage system, and I think a little fretboard theory would be helpful. In this particular case, the subject is what I call the box shape. Okay, we're in key of G, and we're at the 6th string, 3rd fret, so play it with us. 6th string, 3rd fret. The box shape means 2 frets up, and 2 strings up from wherever you are on the lower strings is the same note. So if you get to 4th string, 5th fret, boom, that's also G. Okay. Now that applies to every string except the B sting string, where it's tuned only a third instead of a 4th. So there's a 1 fret difference you have to compensate for. So when you take finger number 1 and put it on the 4th string, 5th fret, now you can't go up 2 strings and 2 frets anymore. You're 1 fret shy. So you gotta compensate for that by going up 1 fret and use pinky. And so now your first finger is on the 4th string, 5th fret, and your pinky is on the 2nd string, 8th fret. And you can hear those two notes sound the same. No, 2nd string. No, you're hitting 1st string. Good. So play those two G's. Alright, so what does this have to do with the cage system? Go back to what we call the E shape and play that 6th string 3rd fret. 6th string 3rd fret. 6th string, yeah. That's the E shape. And so is 2 strings up and 2 frets up. There. Right. There happens to be one more root in the E shape, which is on the 1st string. Yep, those are your 3 roots there, right? Makes sense. From the 6th string to the 4th string, that's what I call the box shape. Two strings up and two. It looks like a square. I don't know. I mean, the box shape, you know, I just made that up. That's not a real, like, thing that you can Google or something. You know. So put finger 1 on the 4th string. And now the box shape, you have to compensate for the B sting string. So, no. Do 2 strings up and 2 frets up, just like I showed you. From that note. And you should get to 2nd string, 7th fret, but that doesn't sound like G because it's the B sting string. You got to go up 1 more fret. So play both those roots. So you got 3 roots. You got 3rd string, 6th string, 3rd fret, then this one, right? So that's how the E and the D shape connect, all right? Now, put finger 1 on the 2nd string, 8th fret, and now you're in the C shape. Now there's no fretboard logic to this one, but if you go to 5th string, 10th fret, that will also be G. So there's no fretboard logic. That's when you just gotta kind of memorize, you know, right? All right. So now we're at the C shape. Now put finger 1 on 10th fret of the 5th string. Okay, now here's your box shape again. 2 strings up and 2 frets up, and there's another G. And what shape are we in now?
C shape.
We had the C shape already.
C, D.
No, what's after C?
A.
You got it, we're in A shape. Yeah. So we got 5th string, 10th fret, and 3rd string, 12th fret, right? Alright, let's put finger 1 at the 12th fret of the 3rd string, and let's go up 2 strings and 2 frets. And we see that it doesn't work out. And it's because the B sting string messed us up. And we have to, since the E string is tuned off the B string, and that's half step flat, then the E string is also going to be half step flat. And there you go. Alright? Okay? And now you got 12th string, 3rd string. I'm sorry, 3rd string 12th fret and 1st string 15th fret. You completed the cycle now, because if you put finger 1 on the 15th fret of the 1st string, that is also the same as 15th fret of the 6th string, because those two notes, or those two strings, are both E, and you have now completed the cycle. When you go to 6th string 15th fret, you completed the cycle because you're back where you started. If you go down 12 frets, you're back again. Alright?
So that's the same as that.
Yeah. Yep. Makes sense? So this is how your fretboard theory, your little box shape, works through the cage system. Right? Well, I'm going to take, if you're up for it, I'm going to take it one step further and go backwards in a different key, all right? I'm gonna make you think on this. I'm gonna start a new track.